across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got an interesting email over the weekend. A person that had never listened to this program before, ever, but tuned in over the last couple weeks, said that they absolutely love the show. They think it's great, and they love it. So here's what you need to do. Just tell everybody that you come in contact. Hey, go listen to the program. You never know. You may find that you make a friend for life. Or you may tick them off so bad that they never come around again. Who knows? Hey, life's an adventure. So strike out and let's find out what happens. Let's get feedback started. Of course, the phone number is 715-845-2155. Let's fire it up and talk this morning about this issue with the VA administration, the Veterans Administration. The issue at hand is apparently, from what I've been able to tell, administrators of the Veteran Administration saw that there was just a real problem with the way patients were being processed. They weren't getting the treatment in time. They weren't being able to get the care that they needed. Some reports are saying some died as a result of this negligent care. And so to keep from really getting themselves in trouble, they cooked up a separate set of books that showed separate schedules for patients, and that recently has come to light. Nobody in this country deserves to be treated that way. Nobody. But if you had to pick a group of individuals that really deserve to have better medical treatment than this, it would be the men and women of our veterans that served this country with honor and dignity and commitment. So that is probably why this particular scandal is causing such an emotional uproar, because it involves our veterans. So as you heard in our news broadcast this morning, President Obama has expressed that he is very upset about this. Okay, I'm going to give him his due. He should be. This is inexcusable. We can't allow our veterans to be treated this way.
Well, I understand, and I agree with all of that. Question I've got, and we've had some callers in the past who have suggested that the United States cannot afford unlimited medical care, even for veterans, for their entire lives. And there has to be some sort of system in order to control the amount of money that is spent on something like this.
Okay, and that is the reality of what we would like to do and what we have the assets to do.
Right.
And that argument, and we're not going to go there today because I don't want to get sidetracked from this.
But I agree with you totally that we have plenty of places where we can move money in the government to cover veteran health care better than we're doing now.
For there to be an issue where possibly individuals died because they were being shuffled around and not being seen, that's inexcusable. Inexcusable. All right, so before we go any further, we've got some phone calls. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Dan.
Hey, Dan, what can we do for you this morning? Hello? And apparently, the government got to him. He was going to agree with us. He was going to rail against the VA. Government got Dan.
We have heard from veterans, and we've talked about this issue many times before. We have heard from veterans in the state that say that our VA care here in Wisconsin is pretty good. Mm-hmm. That the dealings that most of these people have had with the DA with the VA have been good, positive.
A friend of mine down in Florida who had a private practice as a physician and was doing, as you can imagine, very well. He was in a small clinic with, I think, three or four other doctors. They owned the clinic, and they were doing very well. He felt the calling to leave his private practice, and he became a physician for the local VA clinic there in town. Now, it doesn't take a brain scientist to figure that one out. He took a huge cut in pay. And he did it because he felt called that his services would be better used in that format. And you know what? The man said that he had never been happier in all of his life. He was he took a tremendous pay cut. He ended up selling his home and moving into a much smaller home. He scaled back on a lot of his lifestyle, and he said he'd never been happier in his life. Never been happier. I believe that there are some real dedicated men and women that work for the VA in the medical field that are there because it's a calling. And I believe that this scandal doesn't necessarily represent the men and women that are in the trenches working with the veterans. This is part of an administrative problem. Okay, so we all agree on that. Here's where Tom and I are going to part company. I take a bit of offense at the president's angry reaction. I don't feel that it's genuine. And the reason I don't feel that it's genuine is because there's been an awful lot of other things that have gone on around him that I feel deserve an equal emotional response. And I haven't seen it. And the other reason that I just don't trust the emotional, I'm mad as hell, I don't trust this response, is because if you look at the problem with the Veterans Administration, it is an administrative issue. It is an issue where instead of owning up to the problem, somebody decided, you know what we need to do? We need to cover this up. We need to try and bluff. We need to try and cover all this up and create a smokescreen, and then we'll work somehow trying to fix this, or we'll just cover this up and it'll go away. We won't have to deal with this. Does that sound familiar about, oh, I don't know, Fast and Furious, the Benghazi issue, the IRS issue? Pick one. Tell me that this isn't familiar territory. What I'm saying very clearly is, the president, I'm glad you're upset, but sir, you have led by example. These other administrations are only following the lead that you've made very clear is allowable. Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. John, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I would just like to make a couple of comments. I do blame the president 100% for it. Number one, the sequester. He made the picks in the sequester cuts. What the pick? What to cut costs and where to short price everything. And the first thing he went after was the defense program, the military. Mm-hmm. And there's examples of that right here in Wisconsin Rapids. I used to go there, but they cut two doctors. They don't even have doctors. They use physician assistants. They're not even doctors. And they cut two of them. Now I got to go all the way down to Tomah. They don't give you any dental. And the other thing, too, is people say, well, you shouldn't have joined the military then, to rely on VA care, et cetera. I remember the day when I got a letter in the mail from Lyndon Baines Johnson. You are hereby inducted to the United States Army. You got 2 weeks to report or you go to jail. So we were forced to go. We had to go. Mm-hmm. But I think they should get as much, no limits, on the VA care. So I just want to pass that on.
All right, John.
But there was a sequester that did it all. Thank you.
Thank you. You're very welcome, and thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to the program. I'm going to part with John here in that here's where I agree with John. Here's where I agree with John. Individuals like himself that were drafted into the military, if there is a medical issue that is resulting from his service in the military, should be taken care of. Period. Taken care of. For as long as he is breathing, as long as he is alive, if it is an injury, a condition that is a result of military service, it's got to be taken care of. However, if it is not a condition of military service, I believe that's where an idea of some limitations need to be looked at. If it is a case of where an individual volunteered to go into the military, and the conditions are not as a result of the service, okay, then there need to be some conditions set up. In other words, common sense has got to be applied here. Common sense says that if a man or woman joins the military and suffers an injury because they are defending our country, we have an obligation to take care of them. Other medical issues that may occur normally, you know, as we age and deteriorate. And if you want to see an example of that, you know, my friend over here across the glass. But there has to be some realistic limitations placed on it. All right, let's take our first break. WSAU, this is Feedback. The phone number is 715-845-2155. Look forward to talking to you when we get back.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155.
I want to go back to one of the things our caller suggested earlier, that the president and the executive branch had some power over sequestration cuts. That is not accurate. The sequestration cuts came from Congress, and they were automatic. The executive branch did not have any authority to change the cuts, where they came from, and the Defense Department cuts were cuts that didn't involve actual personnel, if you will. There were cuts to weapon systems. There were cuts to
supply chains.
Right. There were cuts to things like that. Aircraft purchases, military operations, military research. But the VA, from what I can see on the list here, sequestration cuts, the VA was not on that list.
One of the things, and I appreciate you looking that up, one of the things that we have to look at with this situation, and we're going to move on, is a common sense approach. Listen, we have dealt with many, many charities on this program that need help, all right? Many of them have come on here and said, hey, look, we do this for the community. We need the community to kick in, maybe some cash, maybe some volunteers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Veterans Administration is overwhelmed. They have more patients, more medical needs than they have personnel to provide for. That's why this problem started with. We're just getting down to the brass tacks of common sense. So instead of covering everything up like a typical government bureaucrat, why not come forward to the community and say, listen, your Veterans Administration needs your help.
Yeah, we've got too many patients, not enough doctors, not enough nurses, not enough hours in the day to get all the appointments
and petition,
covered.
And petition clinics, petition doctors to say, can you do some stuff for us pro bono? Can you come and serve for 2 or 3 hours and help? Talk to the medication companies and say, hey, can you kick us some of these medications that we need on a massive scale? Hip replacements and all these things that are typically needed. Yes, there's a way that it could have been done. But you see, that is talking about reaching out to the kindness and goodness of the heart. That's not how the government does it. Got to cover it up, got to cover our butts to make sure we don't get in trouble, and then manipulate the attitude of the people. That's just wrong. All right, let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, what can we do for you?
Yeah, wasn't it during President Obama's first or second year when some wounded vets were coming back, and he wanted them to pay their own health insurance? He didn't want them because they volunteered.
There was something that sounds very, very familiar. There was something, I don't know if it was for their entire health insurance that he wanted to pay for, or if there was a contribution, or if there was a medication or a treatment that they were supposed to kick into.
It was for everything.
Yeah, and it didn't last long, did it?
No, because that pissed off even some Democrats.
Yeah.
But he did say that, so him being mad as heck, no, he's a liar.
Well, I agree with you on that one. I truly do. Thanks for calling in. Let's go to Ed. Ed, thanks for calling in. What can we do for you?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
President Obama was never a supporter of the veterans. We're the next Timothy McVeigh, as he said in his speech. He's hiring 16,500 IRS agents to implement his health care law. Maybe he should only hire 500 and take the rest of the money and help the VA if we're short. That health care bill costs us more than I don't know what.
Well, and see, here's the thing. I would like to see organizations like this reach out to the private sector and to the communities and to what Bush referred to as faith-based organizations for help instead of going to the tax base, instead of going to the government and wading through that bureaucratic nightmare. Go to the communities. Not all VA clinics are having this kind of a problem. There are some that are running wonderfully smooth and have got everything under control. But the ones that do need help, they need to speak out and allow other communities to touch base and help out with that. Ed, thanks for calling in, my friend.
Okay, he's such a supporter of the military now when he's getting in the news, but what is he doing to the chaplains in the military?
Mm-hmm.
You Google that, Tom. The chaplains, if they pray in God's name, they are being court-martialed. Now, is that a commander-in-chief, or is that a whatever he is? If he's an American, he doesn't act like it.
And you're suggesting that's an order coming down from the White House? Ed, just give it a rest, will you? Just give it a rest.
Well, in Ed's defense,
he's the commander in chief. He's got to give the orders.
Right, listen,
whether it be Benghazi or the VA.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate you calling in, brother.
And before we go to a break, I want to address the caller right before Ed here with this nonsense about the president wanting veterans to pay their own health insurance and that they volunteered for the war, they should pay for their own way.
Yeah,
he never said it. I just looked it up. And I want people to do this. I want you to punch in to your search engine, Barack Obama said troops whine and want them to pay for their own health insurance. And you will find that it was an internet satire that was written by a comedian back in 2011 that was picked up by some of the news organizations and run as a real story. Once again, the internet faked people out, and that's why I've said so many times these fake news sites and these satire sites should be held responsible for some of the crap they put on the internet because people actually believe it.
It's Al Gore's fault. He invented it. So he's the one that's ultimately responsible. All right, let's go ahead and take our break, and when we come back, we'll shift gears, if you like, and we'll talk about some interesting things that, listen, I know we don't get much of our electricity in this part of the world from nuclear power plants, but many, many people do, and there's been a really interesting little fee that has been on their bill as a result. How much money has the government collected, and what have they done with that money? We'll talk about that quickly when we come back. This is Feedback, 715-845-2155.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.